I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Years ago, I read a scholarly discussion by famed sociologist Irving Goffman about a concept he dubbed impression management. Goffman's thesis was rather simple yet quite elegant. People have a tendency to manage the impressions others have of them. Sometimes our efforts are designed to convince other people to like us, hire us, vote for us, marry us, or maybe buy something from us. The motives we have to manage the way people see us are as varied as the myriad life goals we carry around, some noble and, well, some not. The bottom line, I suppose, is that all of us are trying to sort out the complicated relationship between how we view ourselves and how we imagine others see us. It's endlessly complicated, as we hear from Paula Gray.
A friend tells the story of asking my brother-in-law, a landscaper, for some gardening advice. What was the secret to pruning shrubs? He'd been doing it for years, and she was sure he had some wisdom to impart. "Well," he answered, "I just try to cut where it won't show and hope for the best." In short, he was just muddling through, doing the best he could and hoping things would turn out all right. We're all sure that everyone else knows what they're doing, that the calm, confident image they present to the world reflects the way they feel inside. We are the only ones who are faking it, the only ones looking for cues as to what to do next, worrying over what's appropriate, feeling underdressed, clumsy, awkward, saying the wrong thing, wishing we could crawl into a hole and hide. We don't realize that 95% of the people around us are feeling the same way. They think we're the ones who have it all together. At my 20th high school reunion, I reconnected with an old friend. She'd brought her brother Mark, who'd been a year behind us, as her date. I'd met them when they switched from Catholic school to the public high school and started riding my bus. Mark had enjoyed high school. I hadn't. As we reminisced, I found myself telling him that I'd spent most of those years feeling like the fat, quiet girl who never fit in. The graduation had been a relief, college a welcome escape. He was astonished. "That's not how I remember you," he said. "You were smart and funny, and you were the only person who was nice to us when we first started riding the bus." Now I was the astonished one. There, in one sentence, was a truth I needed to hear. There was a huge chasm between how I saw myself and how other people saw me. I've carried that moment with me ever since, as a reminder that the way I'm feeling about myself isn't necessarily the way I'm being perceived. Conversely, maybe the way I see others isn't the way they feel. I believe we're all just muddling through, fingers crossed, doing the best we can. From the outside, we look strong, competent, knowledgeable. But like the duck gliding across a pond, under the water, we're paddling like crazy just to stay afloat.
Paula Gray, a freelance writer and editor, lives with her family in Wakefield, Rhode Island. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.